possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good morning, happy Labor Day to you all. I am that Steve Rosenblum. He is that Mike Esposito. We are in for Mully and Haw on this Labor Day. Welcome to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at The Score, 312-644-6767. I'm finding myself talking in my FM voice. That number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. Good morning, Espo. We need you to do an old school sports update.
I am ready.
Score.
Are we ready, Tyler? We're ready. From the Score Update Studio, I'm Mike Esposito. And the boss joins me as we go to yesterday. We had a chance for two sweeps. We got zero of them. The Cubs lost in Colorado 6-5 yesterday. They trail Milwaukee by 6.5 because the Brewers won, of course. They are well ahead, though, in the wild card, so no reason to panic there. +5 on the Mets, +3 on the Padres. Colin Ray pitches today against Atlanta's Spencer Strider. The Cubs back at Wrigley. 2:30 for your pregame show with our buddy Zach Zaidman. Cubs also made some moves yesterday. They signed Carlos Santana, the first baseman from Cleveland. They also claimed Aaron Civale on waivers from your Chicago White Sox, who beat the Yankees 3-2 yesterday. They avoid the sweep. Sox now move on. They are in Minnesota. And Big Voice Guy led us into the segment with the fact that it is game week for your Chicago Bears. They play Monday Night Football. 1 week from today, we'll be doing Bears preview. Well, we'll be doing Bears preview today.
We will be doing it today in moments.
But we'll really be doing it extra specially next Monday when it's game day. Bears on Monday Night Football. Week 1 of the NFL kicks off Thursday night. Eagles and Cowboys. And those Cowboys signed corner Deron Bland to a four-year, $92 million contract extension with $50 million guaranteed. College football last night, an exciting one, but it did not go the way of the Fighting Irish. They had a chance, but they lose at the end. Miami 27, Notre Dame 24.
Always a good day. Always a good day when Notre Dame loses. Always a good day. The sanctimonious frauds from South Bend and their quarterback. Oops, babe.
And as the texter points out, Monday suckage. Thank you for Monday suckage. I would also like to call us federal holiday suckage.
We are
the federales. We work on the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day. Here we are for you.
Los federales. That's Memorial us. Day, 4th of July. Labor Day.
We'll see you on Thanksgiving after this.
Maybe. I don't know. Were you she didn't let you out to play last Thanksgiving, did she?
No, I played.
Oh, okay.
I'll be here.
All right. Maybe it's Christmas I was thinking of. Maybe that was
now that I would not get a hall pass for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Welcome in. 312-644-6767. Our guest today, 9 o'clock, Andy Martinez, Cubs writer for Marquee Sports Network. We'll talk about the Cubs. Ian Happ, three-run homer. Daniel Valencia sucks again.
Ooh.
10 o'clock, Ryan Horvath, co-host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network. Weekdays from 6 to 10 p.m. Central Time. He'll be here. We'll look at future bets, game bets, a whole lot of stuff for investing your money as football is upon us. At 10:25, Ben Gessling, the Vikings beat reporter for the Minnesota Star Tribune. He's also a contributor for KFAN. What number is it?
1003.
Is 1000 KFAN 1003 is what you wrote, Tyler. Tyler's our producer, Tyler Farrengel. Anyways, that's in Minnesota. You're not going to listen to them. You're listening to us. So we'll talk Bears and Vikings, and we'll talk Bears right now. And let me start by saying a football analyst I respect said he has no worries. Talk to him after the Kansas City game. Said he has no worries about Caleb, said he's learning and improving, and I called BS immediately. BS on that immediately after what I saw there. Dan Durkin was the football expert.
Oh,
former score expert, right? You know Dan Durkin.
I enjoy Dan Durkin, yes.
Former Illini.
Indeed.
So he said this year's Bears team will fail more likely because of Montez Sweat and that defensive line. And Sweat sucked last year.
That he did.
And he's given me no reason to think it's going to be different. But Caleb's still the most important guy in that building. I don't see him improving. And to make my point, Caleb made it today in Jason Leeser's great piece. Caleb has shown he cannot learn, has not learned, at the NFL level. He said as much in Jason Leeser's piece today in the Sun-Times. It's an excellent job. Sit down with Caleb. He seems honest. He handles a lot of things thrown at him. And the most important thing I saw in that piece was his admitting he didn't know what hard work was when he got to the NFL last year because he had idiots around him.
True.
So he is really, it sounds as though he's starting below rookie. And here we are again with expectations, bigger expectations, at least until the Packers got Micah Parsons, right? So he shows up at games and he did it in Kansas City. He's unprepared to play. The Bears are unprepared to play. He looks every bit the Eberflus quarterback. And he's Ben Johnson's quarterback. Nothing looked different. If you can't start, you're hopeless. We saw that. They were the worst starting team in the NFL. Their quarterback was awful. Now what?
I understand what you're saying. I know, and I believe it was during mini camps, but basically Johnson was asked what, if anything, can Caleb take from last year, and he basically said nothing. You know, flush it, it's a fresh start. We're going to get him in the room and we're going to do all this other stuff with him, right? I am not as pessimistic as that. I think you take experience from having played in the league for a year, but also I don't think we've seen one-tenth of what they're going to do during the season in the preseason. I get the slow start thing. That is absolutely something they have to address. They had the one real nice drive in Buffalo. I think we have seen what this offense could be. So if you are, and I will withhold judgment until the season starts and we have some regular season action. But if you believe in Ben Johnson, and there's no reason that to me you wouldn't believe in Ben Johnson yet. I mean, well, I'm sure he'll give us plenty of reasons as we get going.
He's a Bears coach after all.
He is a Bears coach. So we will get to those, but. For now, if Ben Johnson is still offensive genius that you paid $13 million a year to come here to be your coach, I am withholding judgment. I can't wait to see how they use Colston Loveland. I want to see Roma Dunze take the next step. We still have no running backs, which is concerning to me, except Swift. That would be nice. Maybe a running back would be nice. Left tackle concerns me, because if you have four, you have none. But in terms of Caleb, I am going to attempt to be patient and wait and see what the regular season brings, because I know the last thing Ben Johnson's going to do during the preseason is show us anything that we're going to see during the season, right? So that you coaching paranoia, we don't want to give Minnesota any film to prepare for. Mm-hmm. It's, although, I mean, they have 3 years of him in Detroit, but he said, no, that's not our offense. We're going to tailor it to this roster.
We'll talk about that later in the show. Ryan Poles gave us some insight to what the offense might look like, what you might see, but that's not why you called. You called because the Bears showed a major flaw from last year with a new coach, and the new coach had to answer for it. Earlier, after the debacle, see, the thing about Kansas City, Buffalo, the difference there, the Bears look good against the second string. Sorry, you can't guarantee Minnesota is mm-hmm. going to play at second string. Against the first string, the Bears got bullied, and they got waxed. And then Patrick Mahomes went all medieval on their butts. It was an awful example of what we saw last year, where they get down early because they're not prepared to play a game, either by the coach getting them ready all week or the players getting them ready, getting themselves ready. It looked like Eberflus. Like, he had no idea what to do. And now here's Ben Johnson, the $13 million man, and he's got an answer for it, and he was asked about it this week.
What does Caleb need to do to not get off to a slow start? Is it an energy thing? Is it an accuracy thing? Is it a mindset thing?
No, I don't think it's any of that. It's just we're all about, and it doesn't matter. It's not Caleb. It's everybody. It's everybody, and it's coaches included in all this thing. And so we're not pointing fingers. The whole thing is we just got to be focused. We got to be intentional. We like to talk about, you know, if we get 70 plays in a game, those are 70 bullets for us to shoot off, and we need each one to count. We can't be missing. We can't be wasting. And, you know, I think that's the mantra that we've been talking about as coaches, and the players are really taken to that. So just that awareness level that there are no breather plays in this league. Each thing is really important. The details are really important, and I think it's going to add up, and we'll be just fine.
Okay, he's full of crap. He has to be full of crap. His job is to be full of crap publicly.
Yes.
If he's saying that behind closed doors, you might as well just fold up the franchise, surrender the charter, give it back to the NFL. You have no hope. Because that's just a bunch of, it's a word salad bunch of crap.
That's what it was.
It's very Eberflusian. And the closer you get to that, you're venturing to your Icarus near Tresmania. It's just an awful place to be.
We can't get anywhere close to Tresmania.
Now,
please.
No. And he's talking about, he realizes the problem. He realizes the problem. What nobody seems to know is how to solve this. Now that he's seen it up close, hey, here was our game. We played a first string. They played their starters. We sucked. We got our ears pinned back. We got our tails kicked. We looked bad doing it. We looked unprepared. The Bears looked unprofessional against Kansas City. Now, Ben Johnson, now what? I guarantee you, behind closed doors, with all the frank talk we've heard that he's capable of, the way he's dealt, mostly we've heard it from Caleb, but we've heard about the honesty, the candor, the transparency. He wasn't being transparency transparent with us a moment ago. He's full of crap. He has to be. He has to be spitting mad, but he's got to know why they suck to start a game, why they're so unprofessional.
That was the colossal classic word salad.
Yeah.
Coaching word salad. And when they quickly turn it into, it's not, yo, it's not one guy, it's all of us, including the players and all the coaches. And then they just go off into some tangent in which they don't answer the question. And that's just becomes what it is. But yes, I agree with you. They have to be concerned about the start. I like how you turned Eberflus into an adjective there. We have an Eberflusian.
That's where we are.
I hope we don't hear that term again this season. Unless we're talking about Dallas giving up like 40 points a game or something like that. I don't know. I did see a little side note, and because I laughed at it very much so. There was a meme after the Parsons trade, and it was a picture of Eberflus, hair all slicked back, and he kind of looks up from, you know, he's facing down, like looking at the ground. He looks up like with this pained look on his face. It's like Matt Eberflus when he finds out that Micah Parsons was just traded to Green Bay. And it's like, yeah, it just made me laugh.
So his first year in Dallas, they lose their best defensive player, right? Wasn't that the story here? His first year, Khalil Mack gets traded, right? He comes in.
Don't need that guy.
No. Well, you didn't. I mean, you need to get better, and it's just, it's a way to do it. But there you go. Oh, look, I got this premier pass rusher. That's where my defense starts. Oh no, bye. And two jobs in a row now.
Listen, not to change the focus, because we will continue to talk about Ben Johnson. But can you imagine? It's the Dallas Cowboys, for the love of God. They haven't been a serious championship contender. Since when? I mean, decades? I mean, the Tony Romo Cowboys were never really serious Super Bowl contenders. The Dak teams have not been. I mean, it's 30 years ago since they last won the Super Bowl. The Bears are 40, so let's keep that out there.
Yeah, and you have the newspaper section.
I did thoroughly enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Espo walked in today, just so you know, in the studio, in the score stud, the Hyundai Score Studios, where we're broadcasting from, and he brought in the Sun-Times. It's a special section of one called headlined One Wild Ride with Ditka on the shoulders of, is that the Fridge and Hampton?
It's McMichael and the Fridge.
McMichael and the Fridge. Famous picture. Ditka, the sweater vest, my friend.
Bears.
So it's been Super
Go
Bowl.
Bears!
Super Bowl
Thank you, 20 Coach.
Has now turned 40. We're still talking about it because the Super McCaskies haven't done anything since then. Espo walks in. He's so proud that we're that he can show off this special section. This is in 85. This is where I was. This is
I had such a good time. And, you know, listen, Super Bowl nostalgia. I was in eighth grade when the 85 Bears were. That's my prime wheelhouse, right? But it's a nice, there's tons of pictures, a nice, Steve Greenberg did a nice job writing the long form article that's in the section from yesterday's Sunday Sun-Times. But as I'm reading that on my patio last night, enjoying the beautiful, you know, end of summer weather and preparing for the show, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, man, this, you know, the warm and fuzzies wash all over. You're reading about the 85 Bears and how they march through the season and blah, blah, blah. And you're looking at all the old pictures. I'm thinking to myself, this is 40 years ago. 4-0.
Right. It's officially reached middle age. Bears Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy has reached middle age. It's going to need glasses because its sight will disappear quickly.
To put this in perspective, in 1985, 40 years before that, was World War II. That's how long, that's the time span. We're talking about 40 years.
So the end of World War II to the Bears Super Bowl is
40
the same
years.
Time
yes.
frame as the Bears Super Bowl
to now.
To the Packers getting Micah Parsons.
That's right.
So the Packers are not only better than the Bears to start with, then they get Micah Parsons. They're smarter than the Bears. They're better than the Bears. Mm-hmm. They have a better quarterback, but that's like three decades old. It's just remarkable what you're seeing. And then Ben Johnson gives us his gobbledygook about, it's not one guy, it's everybody. We're going to rally. We only get so many bullets. We're going to use all so much crap? Why does your team suck to start a game? How come they're preparing the same way as last year when they were one of the worst teams in the league?
In theory, it should be completely opposite of last year because Shane Waldron was your OC last year and you hired the best offensive coach on the market, and
yep,
that's the guy we just heard from. It should be way different.
It should. It's not. I have conflicted feelings about Caleb. Some sparked by what Jason Leisure wrote in the Sun-Times today, but I'm cobbling them together and I'm thinking, we need to discuss this. It might be radiotherapy. Maybe you out there in Score Bear quarterback misery, the dystopia that is the Bears quarterback. Well, you were talking about a quote. I did not want to miss this while you're talking about the 85 Bears.
Uh-huh.
And in this story, at some point, there's a quote from 1995.
Jim McMahon, yes.
Saying,
he basically says, it's been 10 years. Why are we still talking about this? That was in 1995, my friends.
Yeah. George McCaskey loves himself some Bears history. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk Caleb. I'm conflicted. Maybe you have the same issues, and maybe we can work through them. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. We'll also get you to the Score text line, 312-644-6767. And we are the Score. Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito sitting in for Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome and welcome back. Oh,
Oh, I haven't heard one of those in a long time. Thank you for the second one. And actually, we totally glossed over the reason we played Bruce under my update, did we not?
We did. I asked for it because the Born to Run turned 50 years old last week. Not that, as if we weren't old enough with the
That's
Bears,
right.
talking about the Bears' one Super Bowl title. But the boss and Born to Run, it's part of the sports writer's mantra. It's part of the kit you get. You get a love of the boss, Springsteen, and Marriott points. All necessary parts of the job. That's what you get.
That's it.
I don't understand this text. Can you figure that out? I just turned to miss the score, 217. You just turned on to get the score, miss the score. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to miss you too because we're not going to let you
Please
listen anymore.
Please don't come to Florida.
We never said we were going to. But I'll tell you what, you keep listening. 847 texter, the Bears QB issue is simple. Go Tyson Bagent. He's the one. We discussed this on the 4th of July. My cigar guy, Kevin.
Well, that
at old Chicago. Well, yeah, he's as good as anybody else around here. Look, he could pick a quarterback better than any Bears guy could. You haven't proven to me that there's anybody in the Bears organization who can pick a quarterback.
Rex is our quarterback.
Yeah. So anyways, Kevin at the old Chicago smoke shop in Highland Park, Kevin's saying, mark my words, by game five,
no.
Tyson Bagent will be the starter.
There's no way.
Because Caleb can't play under center, and he can't do what Ben Johnson's used to doing. We'll discuss what Ben Johnson's used to doing. Ryan Poles, apparently, I don't know if he intended to. Maybe it's a misdirection, but there seemed to be insight into what the playbook will look like. But for now, it's one of the things I'm conflicted about with Caleb. Because he's never shown he can play like an NFL quarterback. Scripted plays, that's the first quarter, the scripted plays. Caleb sucked in the first quarter. The Bears sucked in the first quarter. The worst team in the league scoring in the first quarter. Caleb can't play under center. His footwork isn't good enough. They're still talking about his cadence. Caleb and his cadence opening at Riot Fest. So,
are they before Green Day or Blink-182?
As these lousy starts, but yet great comeback drives. Like, he would be a legend if they didn't have idiot coaching. Look at the comebacks.
Yeah.
That he led. Look at the fourth quarter touchdown drives he engineered, including Washington, before the Bears got Eberflused and Tyreek'd. He was terrific.
Yeah.
Caleb has done this. He'd be a legend if they had been 12-5. He'd be Jaden Daniels.
I remember talking about this last year. That was his rookie year signature game-winning drive, except
They got Eberflused.
They got Eberflused. And, yeah, I mean, listen, I am more optimistic. I disagree with your cigar guy. I am cautiously optimistic, but optimistic. And we've seen this before, right? I mean, Jared Goff was basically, please take Jared Goff. We want Matthew Stafford.
Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl. Hello.
I know, but allow me to expound on this, please. The Rams didn't want him. You know, we can't go where we need with this guy. Please take him. We're going to give you two first-round picks and Goff, and we'll take Stafford. And, of course, then they did win the Super Bowl, which they were right. But Jared Goff, as we saw with this coach, gradually every year, better, better, better. Detroit was the best team in football last year until the playoffs. But Goff got better every year. I believe it was Johnson, but I could be wrong. That was basically saying, listen, we threw everything at Caleb. The playbook, though, it's not going to be everything year one. There's a year one, and that's regardless of who it is because it's a new playbook for this team, for this offense. So Caleb is going to, he's going to work his way up. He's going to get, heaven forbids, I can't believe I'm going to this. This is going to be Ben Johnson offense 101. Next year will be Ben Johnson offense 201.
Who's getting that?
Matt Nagy? All my Bears coaching thing is.
You're getting the feeling. You're getting the feeling that this is going to be an expansion year. And you know what happens with expansion teams. But again, the conflict with this is the stuff with Caleb. We saw last year he could protect the ball. He had a history of fumbling in college.
Yeah.
And interceptions could be a problem. You know, he only threw six, threw 20 TDs. He emphasized that. So, like, wow, that's really good. Mm-hmm. Great play extension. Excellent. But scripted plays, playing under center, and throwing on time in time. He cannot do that. He's not accurate at the NFL level. And he's still showing you that. He doesn't know what an open receiver looks like in the NFL. Just like he admitted he doesn't know how to prepare. He didn't know what he didn't know last year. He had no one to show him, as it turns out. Now Case Keenum's in the room, and Ben Johnson's here to drill it into him. And so I'm really conflicted. I see some really good stuff, great possibility. I see some horrifyingly bad stuff that will never change. And you can't play under center. Your footwork's not good enough. And here's the problem. You're the number one overall pick. And he's admitting this in the piece today in the Sun-Times. Okay, he's won everywhere. He's the number one pick. He won the Heisman. He was the quarterback.
He has been since high school.
It shouldn't be an NFL situation where he's a coin flip to be good. And that's all he is right now.
Well, and I use the example when we were talking about this during the break is that, you know, I'd feel a lot better. And I can't believe that it's gotten to, but, you know, if Jaden Daniels were the Bears quarterback. And I never thought that leading up to any of this. But, and you correctly pointed out, talked me off that ledge there, sir. That Caleb got Waldron'd and Eberflus'd last year, and Jaden Daniels had a really nice support system there in Washington, and he kind of benefited from being Eberflus'd, or the reverse of Eberflus'd.
Yeah, he benefited from Caleb's coach's stupidity. Now, their passing yards weren't that different. The quarterback rating was huge, because Jaden Daniels was one of 11 guys at 100 or better. Caleb was not. Caleb was below mediocre. Caleb really sucked when you're looking at quarterback ratings. There's other numbers that everybody wants to point out, like this texter here, the 815 texter. Rosenblum, I have hope. Williams threw for over 3,500 yards, 20 TDs, and inept coaching and two different OCs. I'm looking forward to seeing what he will accomplish this year with a professional coaching staff. Me too. I'm just explaining, here's my conflict. I think coaching matters because we saw how it mattered in the devolution and the death spiral of Matt Eberflus coach teams and all the OCs, and they lost the DCs, and which is a huge indictment of Ryan Poles. He has his job, but he does not have his genitalia because Kevin Warren cut it off, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But the idea that this coach is here running things is Caleb's, I don't want to say it's his last chance, but it's the last chance to show any kind of progress.
Well, and I'm thinking as you're saying that, I have not seen enough. Let's wait till the regular season. I want to see Ben Johnson in real football games that matter. I want to see what this team looks like. And I still believe in Caleb. I still believe in Ben Johnson. And let's compare and contrast that. And I used Dallas in the last segment, so we're going to use this again, because just think about this. In the offseason, the Bears hired Ben Johnson. Dennis Allen is their DC. Ben Johnson's going to run the offense. Dallas hired Brian Schottenheimer, Marty's kid, and their defensive coordinator. They are going to get Eberflus'd, and then they traded their best player.
Uh-huh.
You're Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's not the bar for the Bears.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Packers are one bar, and the Packers are smarter to start with. They were better to start with. Then they got Micah Parsons. The Bears don't have Micah Parsons. They have Montez Sweat, who sucked. He was the defensive end version of their quarterback.
I really hope that 2 years ago was not a Montez Sweat contract push and that we're not going to see anything like it again. I fear that's what it was, but yeah. I hope... I really hope that that was not it. Today, don't forget, the Cubs are back home at Wrigley to take on the Braves. Pregame coverage at 2:30. Zach Zaidman will have that for you. First pitch at 3:05 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
You had mentioned earlier, we're going to take a break when we come back. Ryan Poles, in an interview with the Tribune earlier in the week, gave us some insight, perhaps, about what to expect. You had mentioned earlier that we haven't seen anything. We haven't seen Ben Johnson go all Ben Johnson. We haven't seen the Bears. We haven't seen his scheme for the Bears. And his scheme, if he's not lying, will revolve around the strengths of players.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be an indication that Ryan Poles gave. If it's not a red herring, who knows? Who knows what misdirection is? NFL people lie a lot. And we heard Ben Johnson do it earlier. He lied about how this is everybody's job. This is, he's so full of crap.
He's already good at mixing his word salad.
Yeah, he is. So when we come back, we'll discuss what Ryan Poles, I think, revealed and how that will look in the Navy and Orange that is celebrating the middle age of its Super Bowl trophy 40 years ago was Super Bowl 20. And that's all the Bears have done.
Just think about this, though. Their 1963 title is almost ready for Social Security. So there you go.
Yeah, but make sure you sign up for it. At least get Medicare Part A, or you'll have to pay a penalty the rest of your life. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, that's us.
We're here.
We're in for Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Monday Suckage, as a texter called it. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number 312-644-6767. So I'd mentioned earlier, Sean Hammond in the Tribune sat down with Ryan Poles. And his lead block was something about Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson. They didn't really know each other when this process began. Mm-hmm. They sat down for their first Zoom in January. They went to the same college, but not at the same time. So they had mutual acquaintances. They never met, but oh my God, they hit it off. Quote from Poles, when we got on the call and spent time with each other, there was just a vibe to it that was awesome. I think it's adorbs. It's just adorable that Poles thinks himself a general manager. He tries to act and sound like a general manager, even though he was neutered by Kevin Warren earlier, carrying out Kevin Warren's orders to go get Ben Johnson. So adorbs. Remember when he interviewed Eberflus?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
In 20 minutes, he found his brother.
That's far too close to what he said about Eberflus. Right. And I am still... I like some of the personnel moves that Poles has made, but I flash back to that exact quote, uh-huh. And I flash back to, we have the top pick in the draft. We need an offensive coordinator. We have everyone literally at our disposal. We can hire anybody. We could try to hire somebody else from a different team. We could hire whomever. And you know what? You know, our preferred candidate is Shane Waldron. This is the guy. We interviewed nine guys. We selected out of that group, we thought the best guy to mentor our top overall draft pick, quarterback we haven't had in forever, Shane Waldron. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one guy they didn't want was Cliff Kingsbury. And he went to Washington. No. And how'd his quarterback do? The one the Bears didn't select.
The other thing that
the one Ryan Poles did. See, that was back when Ryan Poles was the GM.
Yeah.
He chose Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. And now when he's not the GM, Kevin Warren selected Ben Johnson. And just, you know what? Bring him here.
Do you remember when the Bears hired Waldron and I forget who the reporter was, but he was interviewing Jackson Smith Najigba from Seattle, the wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, that was Adam Hogue in CHGO.
Was it Adam? Yeah. JSN's.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Funny. It's funny now because he's gone, but holy cow. And you know what else is funny? This 815 texter who says, you know what sucks?
Good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Thank you, JSN.
Yeah, good luck to y'all.
I drafted that guy in fantasy, so he better be good. You know what sucks more than the Bears and even this show? This from the 815. The Cubs, who are frustrating to watch.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
We'll get to them.
And we'll get to the Sox. How much they hate their fans. They're showing again why. They're going all Doug Rader on your birthday cake. I'm not going to whiteboard that. All of you who want to know what that means have to go read Ball 4 because you need to read more in this country. Go read Jim Bouton's Ball 4 and you'll learn what going Doug Rader on the birthday cake means.
I know who Doug Rader is, but I don't know the reference. I'll have to check this out.
You better go read it. That's so one of the things that Poles said in this piece in the Tribune was, it sort of, we knew we were going to get vanilla plays and Ben Johnson admitted it, old game plans. That's what we just want to see them get out of the huddle. And then we want to see certain things. And they saw certain things and they sucked against first string defense. So they're going to be saving stuff they didn't want to put on tape for Minnesota. And Ben Johnson's creating a playbook based on the talents of his players. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. That's what we believe that. He's given us no reason to believe that he's lying about that. There was no word salad about that. He's not going to Matt Nagy everybody into fitting into the Nito torpedo plays he designed on napkins. He's going to design an offense around the strengths of his players. And it's got to start with Caleb Williams. One of the things Poles said, giving some insight to this. Let me see what you think about this. Mm-hmm. One that comes to mind, Poles said, is Caleb's athleticism. I think that's where the scheme with Detroit and us could be different. Throw some read options in there, and all of a sudden you've got to deal with something you haven't seen before with Caleb. Finding ways to get Caleb on the move and create explosives. You'll see different things to help him out in that space. What do you think? Was he telling us something, or is he just trying to put some blood in Brian Flores' urine?
I think they will tailor things to Caleb. I think they will tailor things to the strengths of the team. I also think that could be, I mean, are you going to come out and say, if you're the general manager of the team, hey, yeah, we're going to run a lot more read option stuff and we're going to get Caleb on the move and blah, blah, blah. You really going to say that in a, you know, because he's very...
You mean if it were true? So you're saying it's not true?
What I'm saying is Ryan Poles or any GM, they don't go on the air or give an interview, an on-the-record interview with a, you know, newspaper and give away the store, right? They're not going to go out. They're very measured. They're very careful with what they say. That's why we get word salad from, you know, all the coach speak and whatever else when we ask questions to them. So I think that we have to take that with a grain of salt. I do think that Ben Johnson will tailor this offense to the strengths of Caleb Williams. Yes. But does that mean that we're going to see him out there doing read option and running more and all of that? I don't know. And
Caleb's strength is chaos. He sucks with scripted plays. He doesn't know how to get the ball out quickly because he doesn't know what an open receiver looks like in the NFL. The windows close a lot quicker in the NFL. He hasn't learned that. But if you create chaos, I suggested a couple weeks ago when I was on a Saturday Suckage show and
not to be confused with Monday Suckage.
Monday Suckage, completely different.
Or federal holiday suckage.
I was telling Trash Panda, who was producing, and we were arguing, and I said, and he did not want to hear any of the Tyson Bajan stuff.
No.
And I said, well, my guy Kevin, from Old Chicago Smoke Shop in Highland Park, predicted that's what's going to. He goes, no, I don't want to hear it. I said, okay, how's this? Since Caleb sucks with scripted plays and under center and all that stuff that Ben Johnson did with Jared Goff, what if you have, if you do the baseball opener thing? Tyson opens and Caleb closes. Caleb comes in after Tyson opens. You can't score fewer points with Tyson Bajan than you scored with Caleb Williams. This is not possible. They scored points on 11% or 11 point whatever percent of the play, worst in the NFL. So why not have Tyson Bajan be your opener and then let Caleb come in and wreak havoc? Because he's better in chaos. He's not good coloring inside the lines.
Does that make him our Daniel Palencia? Please.
Well, there you go. The Cubs sucking again.
I think the problem amongst the many problems, but the biggest problem the Bears had last year is they had no offensive line, and Caleb got sacked almost 70 times. And as a rookie in a bad system with bad coaching, all of that piled up. And as you mentioned, it was not, you know, he only had, what, 5 or 6 picks? He was okay. It wasn't bad, but, you know, with all of those negatives working against him, I am optimistic about Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Okay, that's good. So you are certainly a member in good standing of the Wake and Bake Club.
I still am, yes.
I want to bring this up. The U.S. Open, the National Tennis mm-hmm. Tournament here, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Begins the second week, final week, right?
Yep.
So it'll be over by next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of Wake and Bake meets Love and Deuce. I could not avoid this here. That it starts with a story of the New Jersey, NJ Advanced Media, NJ.com. Casper Rudd got to the finals of the U.S. Open mixed doubles tournament last week, but now he feels more like he's at a Dead and Company show. He complained about the odor of pot. Mm. At the year's final Grand Slam, and quote, for me, this is the worst thing about New York. The smell is everywhere. Even here on the courts, we have to accept it, but it's not my favorite smell. It's quite annoying to be playing tired and just meters away, someone is smoking marijuana. We can't do anything about it unless the law is reversed, but I have a strong doubt that will happen. So there's a lawn outside the general bleachers mm-hmm. at the U.S. the stadium, the Billie Jean King Stadium, mm-hmm. and it wafts over, and players are getting contact high. They're getting pot. They're waking and baking at the U.S. Open. It's outstanding.
That's very funny. I have a comp for you, too, because this actually did happen. I guess this would have been two seasons ago. The season opener. It was the Bears-Packers season opener at Soldier Field. It was the game when it was Jordan Love v. Justin Fields. It was the last year of Fields. And I took my son, who was at the time 11, to his first Bears game. And we took the train down, and we get off the train, and the absolute first thing Jake says to me when we get off the train is, "Dad, what's that smell?"
There you go. There you go. Welcome to Chicago. Number three in the world, Alexander Zverev, says, quote, "Court 17 definitely smells like Snoop Dogg's living room." Oh, my God, it's everywhere. The whole court smells like weed. Oh, and all this sounds really bad if you're the U.S. Tennis Association. Mm-hmm. However, I was reminded of this in this story in NJ Advanced Media. Kevin Curran, South African tennis star, said famously in 1985 about the U.S. Open in New York, right? Mm-hmm. Flushing Meadows. "I hate the city, the environment, and Flushing Meadows. There is noise. The people in the grandstand are never seated, and it takes an hour and a half in traffic to get here. It's sickening that with all the money they get from TV, the USTA doesn't build a better facility. The USTA should be shot, and they should place an A-bomb on the place."
Wow.
That was in 85, back when your Bears won that Super Bowl.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Kevin Curran. "I love the smell of napalm in the morning."
Holy cow.
And pot. All right. We hope you're waking and baking on this Labor Day. We are laboring for you. We're going to come back and let's talk Bears left tackle.
Do we have to?
The starting left tackle is your name here. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.